Welcome to Life Perspectives here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Gary Anderson. St. John Paul II in Evangelium Vitae proclaimed that society as a whole must respect, defend, and promote the dignity of every human person at every moment and in every condition of that person's life. And with that in mind, this show is going to cover life issues from across the entire spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. Life Perspectives provides a broad overview of the many critical issues in the pro-life movement in 2020 and beyond. And as we do each month, we're going to have with us today a couple of local pro-life warriors representing their organization here in Central Ohio. But we're going to do it a little bit different this morning, or this month. We're going to be a little bit lighter in nature. This month, we're going to focus on, wait for it, babies' bottoms. That's right. Infant derrieres. So we're pleased to welcome the husband and wife team, Tim and Joe Welsh from Bottoms Up Diaper Drive. Welcome to Life Perspectives, Tim and Joe.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Oh, this is going to be fun. But before we begin, as always, we're going to open up with our pro-life prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we pray that those working to defend the sanctity of human life would be steadfast and immovable in their holy mission to protect all of your children in the various stages of the spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. May your servants who labor in the defense of life abound in your work and know that their labor is not in vain. We pray that they would extend compassion, empowerment, and hope to all they serve, and that you would guide them and provide for all their wants and needs. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Full disclosure for our audience. Tim, you and I go back many years in the pro-life movement, a long time. And until recently, of course, we were both officers with Bethesda Healing Ministry. In fact, along with your lovely wife, Jo, who joined the board, what, about a year ago, I think? So It's always a pleasure to re-engage with former teammates and friends. And, you know, I was pondering several weeks ago the subject, the focus of the show, and it just dawned on me that we should change things up a little bit, and I thought Bottoms Up would provide a really fun and lighthearted focus, since, you know, a lot of people have been really utterly amazed by the way you guys have grown in just a few short years. Has been explosive. So share with us, either one of you or both, the founding and development of your organization, Bottoms Up Diaper Drive.
Yeah, I ran Ohio Right to Life for about a decade, and I ran PDHC for a little over 9 years, and was always knowledgeable that diapers were a really big item for women who were living, single mothers particularly, but families also who are living below the poverty line, and it's no secret that many women who are contemplating abortion are really, one of the things that is a stumbling block for them are the resources necessary to raise the child. So, I just kind of said to Joe, we were celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary a couple of years ago, and I said, let's get a box of diapers for every year we've been married, and I'll try to figure out how we get rid of, you know, who we give them to. So I sent out a note to some friends and family, and we ended up getting, I don't know, 85 boxes of diapers delivered to our front porch. The mail service thought we were crazy at our age getting that many diapers delivered to our front
porch.
Sure
looks strange.
But, and then, you know, it just kind of, I said to her, there was a point I said, you know, this appears to have some appeal, not only to people who would support us, but it also is a great thing to be doing. But the need is really there, and we recognized it very, very, very early on. And you know, I was driving around in my little Prius delivering diapers to the, you know, St. Stephen's Community House and the Bishop Griffin Resource Center on the east side, and it just kept kind of growing, and we didn't really do anything to make it grow. But today, you fast forward from where that started just 2 years ago. In fact, 1 year ago, we were delivering about 3,000 diapers a month to maybe 6 or 7 different food pantries and child care facilities and pregnancy centers and domestic abuse shelters. Last month, in the month of October of 2020, we delivered more than 62,000 diapers to about 60 different community partners. So it just continues to just astound us. And it's just been the Holy Spirit that's made the thing grow. We haven't done it. We've never solicited a food pantry or one of our community partners. They've always just come to us, and they continue to come to us every month.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting how, with all the major societal needs out there and the various organizations to take care of those, fulfill those, that you settled on diapers. I mean, this tells me this had to be the Holy Spirit, Tim, because who would have decided, oh, this is a need? Yet you hit the mother load. You know, you found that critical need, albeit it's one that tends to fly under the radar, because I don't think most people would think that one of the pressing needs in society right now would be that of diapers, but you found it, and you were able to discern that and tap into it. So I think that's just fantastic. That had to be something from a spiritual angle.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't, we're not smart enough to figure that out on our own. We just kind of, it just kept getting bigger. And now it's to the point where people really rely on us for helping their constituents that come to their food pantries or their child care facilities or whatever. And it just, we've learned now that, you know, one in three families have in the United States have a problem supplying enough diapers for their kids. And, you know, there are actually women who live below the poverty line, mothers, who are scraping diapers out and reusing them.
Gary,
that's not only you and I have known each other for a long time, and you know probably what I'm about ready to say. That's not just a physical thing. That's a matter of her dignity and the dignity of that child.
Absolutely.
You know, they have lost that. When you live below the poverty line, they want their dignity back. And if we can help them in some way, that's just what we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, my own experience with Ohio Right to Life and Greater Columbus Right to Life, I saw this also. You mentioned earlier, you alluded to the fact that many times pregnant women are considering, you know, what am I going to do if I have this baby? And oftentimes they feel helpless. They don't have the resources to take care of that baby. This, what you're doing, this turns that on its head. Because, you know, one of the knocks is we both have experienced over the years, one of the knocks against pro-lifers, one of the attacks that we face is that, oh, you're only concerned about the birth of the baby, then you forget about him or her after that. And we know that doesn't hold any water whatsoever. But this addresses one of the real needs of these generally young mothers. You know, how am I going to take care of the baby? So what you're doing, like I said, it really you're really hitting a need. I think it's pretty interesting how it was born. The genesis of Bottoms Up clearly to me had a spiritual origin, that planting that seed in your mind. But tell us about the process. So what happens? What's a typical day with Bottoms Up? I mean, do you get calls from people? Do you just make rounds? Tell us about the process of your meeting that need, Joe.
I'll answer that. It's Joe here. For the listening audience, as Tim said, we have quite a few partners, and we deliver weekly to about 15 to 20 partners. And so,
define partner, Joe. What's a partner?
Okay, sure. A partner is a food pantry, child care center, domestic abuse center. Mostly we deal with food pantries and child care centers. Okay. Those are top two that we deliver to, and those are our partners. Okay. And they will text me a couple days before their delivery date and tell me what sizes they need, and I deliver those diapers to them. And it's just that simple. It's not anything grander than that.
In your nifty little Bottoms Up van now.
Paper and that's,
you got your nifty little van that you use now too, huh?
Yeah, well, we have three vehicles now.
Three, wow.
For Bottoms Up. Yeah, we are delivering in Columbus, or, you know, Franklin County, Fairfield County, Licking County, Hocking County, Scioto County. So we're in need, because sometimes our delivery days overlapped in different counties, so we had to have an extra vehicle. So Yeah, so we just load up the van from the warehouse, from one of our warehouses, and off we go.
So your partners.
It's a pretty simple process.
A lot of work, though. Simple, but a lot of work. But it sounds like your partners are, in essence, the middlemen. They know who the individual families and mothers are with the specific needs, and they serve as the middle man in the operation. You deliver to them. So it sounds like you don't deal with individuals directly. Did I understand that correctly or what?
Not typically. I do get calls because, as you have seen, I drive around in that big, huge van, and it has my personal cell phone number on it. So I do get calls from individuals. And what I do there, Gary, is, you know, I assess whether it's an emergency. We don't typically deliver to individuals, try to kind of direct them to the pantries that we supply to. And if it's an emergency, I have delivered diapers to an individual house, but that's really not what we do. And just for safety of everybody involved, it's not something that it doesn't seem right. It's just not our mission.
Sure. You know, a lot of churches and individual organizations, in fact, even organizations like my own, Knights of Columbus, you know, we do a lot of these diaper drives and layettes and donations, yet I haven't seen any other organization that is just laser-focused right in on this need for diapers. I think as a good indication of the solid market, so to speak, for the diapers, you know, look at this growth in just a few years. Why do you think that is, though? What is different about Bottoms Up? Why have you been able to see such explosive growth?
I think it's because we are consistent and we deliver what they need. So they don't, request sizes 4, 5, and 6, and I bring them 1s and 2s. So we deliver, and that's always been our mission, to deliver to them what they actually need. Oh. And we're very consistent. We've never missed a delivery. We've never been, you know, without diapers. There have been some times, I will admit, that, you know, I'm looking at that diaper supply and I'm wondering if we're going to make it. But it always works out. So I think that's kind of the growth. I mean, we deliver to them free of charge too. So that's a bonus for these pantries and childcare centers, and they're trying to help those, you know, most in need. So we do what we do. We don't ask for anything other than just give us some data. You know, let us know how many people you're helping, and.
So this is actually a free service. This is a free service to your partners?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, I think of the gospel, the wicker basket with the 7 loaves. It never runs out. That's apparently what's happening here. Your diapers never run out, even though it gets scary from time to time. Just
well, and you know, Gary, I have to just footnote what Joe has said. You know, we don't. We're in the process right now of actually trying to, we're going to buy an entire semi-trailer load of diapers, so hopefully next week.
Wow.
That's going to give us, you know, and the numbers continue to grow, but they really, you know, that's going to give us about 180,000 diapers in that one truck. But if you look at our run rate, that's 3 months. That's not, I mean, it's phenomenal that's just, and I also think it's also in terms of the sort of growth that you mentioned. I just think that, you know, pregnancy centers do diaper drives and they need diapers to help these women get over the hump and everything else. But you're right. Nobody is just focused on that one need. And I just think that's a piece of it. And it's a very, very simple concept. I mean, everybody knows, you know, the kids need diapers. It's not rocket science. We make it very simple for people, and people get it.
I mean, use the Ray Kroc formula, McDonald's. Keep it very, very simple.
Yeah.
Do what you do. Yeah. Do it very, very well, and don't get off the path. But one more thing I wanted to address with you, too. This is, I'm sure you've seen a huge impact this year. I would have to assume, at least, with COVID-19. Has that changed the scope and severity of the need for diapers for these families due to this pandemic, or what?
You know that there was something that happened with the pandemic that could have easily put us out of business. I don't think people would understand this unless they went through it. So when we first conceived of this whole project, we thought that we'd get about 50% of our diapers from churches and schools and businesses doing diaper drives and fraternal organizations. Mm-hmm. And that was working out. I mean, that model was working out, and we would purchase about 50% of the diapers that we needed to fill in. Well, you know, when COVID hit, churches quit holding services, schools closed, businesses were just trying to stay in business, and 50% of our supply disappeared overnight. It was as if someone flipped a switch. They just disappeared. So we had a 50% reduction in supply. And then at the same time, as you can imagine, our demands just skyrocketed. Yeah. I mean, between April and May, we went from distributing about 30,000 diapers a month to distributing about 53,000 diapers a month. We almost doubled in demand. At the same time, we had our supply cut in half. Now, I don't know of very many businesses that can stay in business when those two things happen at exactly the same time. But as we've said all along, it's just the Holy Spirit's just keeping an eye on us.
Absolutely. You're listening to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and streaming on stgabrielradio.com, where each month we focus on life issues from conception all the way across the spectrum of life to natural death. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, joined this afternoon by Tim and Joe Welsh, founders and vice president, I guess, of Bottoms Up Diaper Drive here in Central Ohio. Welcome again, Joe and Tim. So
yeah,
what started?
Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. So what apparently started in your minds as a side hustle or side gig? You thought you'd be addressing some need, maybe on a part-time basis, has exploded into a full-time ministry. Is that correct? Pretty much full-time?
Yeah. And you know, we are now having discussions like, is this a hobby for us that's just going to die when we do? I mean, or is this something we need to build for posterity? And, you know, that really drives a lot of decision-making right now, you know, how we structure things and all that kind of stuff, all the nuts and bolts of running a business. But you know, we're thinking that this thing is going to be around for a while. We've had some conversations with some folks in Minneapolis and some folks in Philadelphia and some folks in Peoria, believe it or not, and some folks down around the Cincinnati area as well. So the expansion is boundless. I mean, we can go as far as
so that that is on the table, potentially expanding outside of this area.
Yeah, but you know, we're putting the brakes on with that, Gary, because I mean, we define our territory kind of loosely anyway as the 23 counties that are in the Diocese of Columbus, just because those are real easy for us to identify.
That's a wide swath of the state. That's a wide swath of our state. That's a huge area, Tim.
It really is, and we are really only active in six of those 23 counties right now. So we've got a long way to go before we entertain like going off to Philadelphia or something. But you know, if a local community wants to do it in Scioto County, we just opened up our third warehouse down in Scioto County, and there's 16 food pantries in that county, and you know, we had a champion down there, an advocate down there that just wanted to do this, and so we opened up a warehouse, and we're supplying diapers for that. Where we feed that warehouse, and they distribute them to the pantries down there. And you know, if the community is behind it, we'll go any place. Mm-hmm. we can't fund, we just can't fund the entire world from here. I shouldn't say that, because I mean every time I say, golly, I don't think we can do that, we end up doing it anyway. So it just does, that's God's plan, not mine.
Yeah, I would expect southern and southeast Ohio would be a hotbed for you. The need down there, that's the most impoverished portion of Ohio. What additional services, Joe, if any, do you provide for your partners or individuals occasionally? If so, if you do provide additional services, what are they?
We do strictly diapers and baby wipes.
Okay, it's that Ray Kroc formula
again.
Keep it simple.
That's right.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because in my time with delivering, we have some volunteers that actually do a lot of the delivering right now for us. So I've kind of stepped back from that a little bit, but it's really nice. I love doing it because it was just a very, it's a network of folks, and you know, I'd go to one pantry and they'd say, "Hey, I have all this baby formula that's going to expire. You know, do you know of any other pantry that can take it?" And you know, I'll load it into my van, and the next stop I'll say, "Hey, can you use this? It expires in a week." And sure, they'll gobble it up and give it away to folks in need. So it's just a really neat, you know, service to do that. It's not our mission,
right?
But you know, I'm going there anyway. I'll take the stuff. But it is very simple, and that's what's great about it. Everybody understands, Tim was saying. I spoke in front of a second grade class last year about a diaper drive, and you know, they had all kinds of questions, but there was no doubt that they understood what it was. You know, they have a cousin or a sibling that needs diapers, so they totally understand the concept. So it's just easy to explain to people, and they totally get, everybody gets it. So it's great.
Well, while you're on the subject of awareness, how do you market this organization? How are you getting the word out there as far as what you do? Obviously you've got your partner network, so to speak, but I'm sure you want to grow that. So how are you getting the word out? How are people finding you?
Well, there are two parts to that. One is the partner network, which is the folks to which we supply these diapers, and the other part is our benefactor network. And so those two things are, as you know, a nonprofit. Those two things are sort of running parallel paths. The partner network, they come out of the woodwork. I mean, there is this grapevine within that network, I think, that they just kind of, for instance, St. Vincent de Paul is we do the Bishop Griffin Center on the East Coast at Christ the King, and suddenly St. Francis Center in Portsmouth knows about us. I mean, they're both St. Vincent de Paul things, and we've got a organization down in Corning down in Perry County, who's also St. Vincent's, and so that network just feeds itself,
sure.
Kind of. The donor network and the benefactor network is takes a little bit more blocking and tackling, and you know, we do that through social media. We do that through, you know, contacts that I have, and try to hold small meetings with folks and let them know what we're doing, and invite them to join us in this unbelievable journey. And it's been that piece has been fairly easy as well. Although, you know, Gary, you've been involved in nonprofit work. If you don't wake up every single morning thinking, "Who can I call to ask for money?"
Right.
Because you always have to be concerned about that.
Absolutely.
And you know,
so how do these
diapers cost money?
Yes, they do. How do potential donors or volunteers contact you? In our audience here, we got some people who maybe want more information on Bottoms Up. They want to make a donation. They want to volunteer. How do they reach you and Joe?
The easiest way is to go to bottomsup.life. That's our website. It's bottomsup.life, and you know, there's some educational stuff out there about the need for diapers. There's some ways to volunteer. There are things that, you know, ways to do a diaper drive, contribute any kind of financial help that they want to. And it's a pretty simple website, not terribly robust, but I think it fills that need pretty well. And,
sure.
You know, Joe's phone number's on there, and they're welcome to call her, and that's how people would get to me. So any way we can help, we try to do that.
Right. In our last minute, Tim, what would you say are your most pressing needs? What challenges are you up against right now? Or Joe, either one.
I think for me anyway, so I'm the resource person and she's the operations person. So for me, I'm constantly concerned about the supply of diapers we have. I mean, it's not ever really been a problem, and I probably shouldn't worry about it, but I do worry about
mm-hmm.
it. We have to just keep on top of that because we never want to turn anybody down. We never want to say,
exactly.
Gosh, we just don't have any diapers this week.
So we ask
so
our
my biggest thing.
Listeners to keep bottoms up in their prayers and efforts, maybe,
absolutely.
If you're looking for a worthy recipient of some donation money or even diapers, you know who to talk to, Tim and Joe Welsh at Bottoms Up. You've been listening to Life Perspectives, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where we spotlight the mission, challenges, and victories of pro-life organizations right here in Central Ohio, and we cover the entire spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. We've been privileged today to have Tim and Joe Welsh, founders of Bottoms Up Diaper Drive, with us. And again, guys, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you need a 25th hour in your day. That's how busy I know you are. So thank you for being with us today. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, inviting you to join us again next month for the next edition of Life Perspectives right here, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Thanks for joining us, and may the God richly bless you and yours.
Veni Sancti.